Kicking off the night with some music, grassroots style. Welcome to our local music show here tonight. Bob Cupp with you, along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. And we've got kind of a unique show here tonight, Utah. Usually when we have a band or a musician in, we have them in the middle of the show. But we've got some important stuff going on with album releases happening, both coming in the next week. So we're kicking it right off tonight with the first of two interviews for the show.
Yeah, it's good to mix things up anyway. And and that really sounded good, Bob. I mean, logistics had nothing to do with it, did it? But.
Well, life and other jobs get in the road, well, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do, and here we are.
I kind of like this. I think it's going to be a good night. So, you know, crack a cold one and turn your radio up.
That's right. It's better than watching pirate baseball. Let me tell you that. We thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio joining us here tonight for our segment number one. I almost said hour number one. It's not a four-hour show. It's a four-segment show, though.
And speaking of the Meat Locker, I spent all day there today. So, I told you there's a lot of cool stuff coming out of the Meat Locker coming at you.
More in 2025. Love it. Well, we're going to visit with a gentleman who represents the band Barnacle Feet, because we just heard two songs from that band, Saturday and then Winter. We welcome you to the Grassroots Show, and we welcome Mr. Kevin Ward from Barnacle Feet. Kevin, welcome back to our show here tonight.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I say welcome back because it was sometime in the last decade we featured a little segment with Mr. George Fisher, and Kevin was part of that for the band Cast a Shadow. You were part of that years ago, and then, of course, folks who have been at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival over the years. Kevin, you've been a part of that because you were part of the Argonauts as well.
Yes. I can't sit still with anything on music-wise. So I'm always looking for something new and different. And
give me a status update. I haven't heard anything from the Argonauts. Are the Argonauts still around, still together, or is that kind of past time?
We're still on a hiatus. Our main singer had a baby, so and COVID kind of screwed things up too. And that's because of COVID, that's how Barnacle Feet kind of came into play.
Ah, gotcha.
Well, this is the first I've heard of COVID screwing something up, huh? Wow.
Well, we've heard good and we've heard bad. We've heard a lot of songs written by bands because they couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe new bands coming out because others. And I guess life gets in the road, too. We've heard that story for many years from musicians who have been away from the game. And we've talked to musicians that have been out of the game for 20 years and all of a sudden return because they get into family. So Barnacle Feet arises out of that. Give us a little background, Kevin, on how this particular moment in your music career came together.
So because of that time, the bassist Joe Shields of Argonauts and the drummer Louis Costa, we wanted to play. And we started playing in my garage just as a jam every now and again. And then we got to the point where I started writing songs and whatever for this project. And it just steamrolled into an actual band, really. So then we got a second guitarist, Ryan Burko. And that's where we're kind of like a rock and roll band.
Cool stuff. So where did the name come from? You got a very unique name in Barnacle Feet.
A lot of SpongeBob, I'm guessing. I don't
know. Yeah, there is some SpongeBob into that. What is interesting, one night I was thinking I wanted, because we are part of the Argonauts band, and I kind of wanted something where, kind of name that we were splitting off from the Argonauts. It just is a side project. Mm-hmm. And I sat there on the phone probably about an hour and just plugged in names like Walk the Plank or something like that. Something like ship-wise. And be surprised how many bands are called Walk the Plank or whatever. My son was into SpongeBob and that's just kind of popped into my head. Barnacle Feet.
Now, even though you're having a CD release party, an album release party, you guys have been gigging around quite a bit. I know last year we had kind of plugged the Garefest. You guys played up there. It sounds like you've had quite a bit of buzz surrounding the band. It's helped with promotion.
Yeah, we've probably been going at it for about a year and a half, like doing a lot of gigs. I can't sit still. It's a lot on me where I am in other bands too, but this is my main, and it has been nice to have a little feedback, a good feedback on a band too. So, and as we go, we've been getting a little more tighter and tighter and just fun stuff.
So the songs we just heard, let's kind of back up for a moment and talk about Saturday and Winter. Are those part of the brand new album?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Give us a little background on each one. Let's kind of break down Saturday first. Where did that song emerge from?
Saturday was just an idea I had. Probably it was a riff that I actually been doing for years, and then it just kind of evolved into the song Saturday. It's very weird, I guess would be but it has become a fan favorite of ours. And then Winter, it really is about how winter kind of put you in a bad mind and quote unquote depression time, and then spring comes and everything is fine.
Okay.
That in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's something we all experience, I'm sure. Especially those that have that seasonal affective disorder. I know I have a relative that, is literally medicated from that. I mean, they got to escape this area because they can't stand winter in Western Pennsylvania.
No, you're right.
You know, so it's a very serious thing. Yeah.
And it does, and it just puts people in a really bad place in their heads. So,
yeah. What's the name of the album, by the way?
Random Days, DAZE.
Cool. And I would imagine you have seen some unique artwork with your group and some of the stuff that you've put out. Is it you have kind of a thematic presence with the artistry? Is that kind of a connection?
It's a friend of mine that did it, Jason Lynch, and he is someone that during that time just started putting these great illustrations out on Facebook, and I was like, oh my God, you're incredible. Like, would you mind doing our album? And I just gave him ideas, and he really snowballed with it. It's been a lot of fun working with him.
Good stuff. We're talking with Kevin Ward of the band Barnacle Feet, and they've got an album release party coming up Saturday of next weekend, April 5th, 8 p.m. Kevin, give us some details around it. You're having this down at, 565 Live, the Speakeasy in Stage in Bellevue?
In Bellevue, yep. It's from 8 o'clock till whenever. Good friends of ours, Inflatable Space Station, is opening up. And then we will go on and do our performance, and then after that we'll have another two good friends of mine called the Owls. They will close the night out for us. And tickets can be purchased through the website. I believe it's $10, and they're going fast. So,
Inflatable Space Station. I love that. Writing that one down.
You mentioned the website. Give us the website where we can find the tickets.
Oh, boy. 565 Live. I don't know.
Through,
go to their website.
Through them. Gotcha.
Yes.
And will there be tickets at the door pending availability, too?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Good stuff. Well, it sounds like a fun night. And how long did it take to put together the album itself? It sounds like you had some different material lying around. Did more come together as the band continued to play? Was this a kind of an evolution of the last couple of years since you've been together?
Wow. Yeah, exactly. We did start recording it almost 2 years ago. And it was basically been done since this past September. So getting all our ducks in a row to have an actual release. A lot of the songs did stem from my time. I was laid off during COVID times. And thus the name Random Days comes out of there. And to finish the album, a good friend of mine, Andy Rigner, helped me write half of the album also, to like finish it up to actually get a full album out of it.
Good stuff. And we're going to have a song coming up here from the album, but have you done any video work for any of the material for promotion?
Yes. You can find them on Facebook. Every now and again, our videos pop up. I believe on our YouTube station also.
Good stuff. Again, Kevin Ward from Barnacle Feet. They're having their album release party coming up next weekend, Saturday, April 5th, 8 p.m., down in Bellevue at 565 Live, Speakeasy and Stage. And tickets sound like they've been going pretty well, so you might want to reach out and get those tickets off the website and make sure you're there for a great night. So,
I do want to give a shout-out to Amy Klein from The Parking Bag, because she's the one that hooked Barnacle Feet in on this here. So, and then I'm like, oh, Kevin Ward, we know him.
So. Good stuff. Well, thank
you. Yeah, Amy's awesome.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Wait to Drain. Is that one of the songs you've done a video for?
Yes, that is a song we did. That's our first single. That was one of the collaborations I did with my friend Andy. Him and I have a great writing relationship, and the way that fell into place was just amazing. And it kind of fell with the theme of what I wanted to do with the album. I think it's one of our more stronger songs.
And we're going to follow that up with, ironically, as we record this on a Friday afternoon during Lent, we've got a song called Fish Dinner here. Tell us about that.
Well, this is the interesting part. So I'm a huge fish fan. And during that period of time, my wife and I would watch. Fish would have these webcasts every Tuesday night. Yeah. And they did it for 23 weeks. And they would just have a show. And that was our date night. And the way they did it was they would they would send out a recipe for some meal to make at home, and then they called it dinner in a movie. And you would make the dinner and then watch the webcast, and that's why I called it Fish Dinner, just one to keep away from the copyright. And and a lot of it does, and it's very the song is very influenced.
So it's going to jam is what you're telling us. Yeah. Kevin, appreciate you taking time out of your day to give us some insight, and wish you the best of luck with the band. Hope to see Barnacle Feet out and about. But again, everybody, get your tickets. Head on down to 565 Live and the Speakeasy and Stage in Bellevue for an opportunity to get in on the album release, Barnacle Feet. Kevin Ward joining us here tonight.
It's a cool little vibe down there.
Yeah. I got to get down there. We've heard a lot, and in talking with Amy, you wanted to go down there because it just seemed like that whole vibe setting was really growing, and it seems like people were really taking to it. So I hope the same happens for you guys down there the next weekend, Kevin.
I appreciate it.
Kevin Ward, let's get into it. This is Wait to Drain, followed by Fish Dinner. So why don't you sit back and enjoy some dinner, followed by a theater performance. We'll also have the Rattle Bones coming up tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Set to the max. Monday night and we don't have to leave. I'm docked up, now let's blow out some steam. It's time for dinner and a stream, yeah. Fish dinner. Tuesday night. Fish dinner. Find the recipe and start up the grill. 25 weeks watching our favorite shows. The food is done and it's getting here. Time for compass and it's free, yeah. Fish dinner.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity. Ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. And this segment is being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations to serve you around the area. And don't forget, they're helping to present the Band Jam Spotlight every Friday morning at 7:45 a.m. where we take a listen to one of the bands or artists you'll get to see at this year's Band Jam at Cooper's Lake Campground. And we're very excited to hear in person from a new band in the Pittsburgh area who are having an album release, debut album release, as a matter of fact, coming up this weekend. This is the second of two discussions in that front tonight for next Saturday night, right?
There's even more going on.
But let's talk with the Rattlebones, and we'll find out a little bit about them. Hard rock and trio that you've been hearing a couple of tunes. We've sampled Silver Bullet and Night Moves, and or Night Music, that is. Get my Bob Seger out of my head. Let's welcome Gary Martin, who is the lead vocalist and guitarist. Gary, good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Next to him is Eric Hahn. He's the drummer and vocalist as well.
Tom Hahn.
Or Tom. I graduated with an Eric Hahn. And I don't know why it went there, Tom, but my apologies.
Distant cousin.
Yeah, but that was...
Oh, is he?
No. That was 1958, maybe. Bob.
Well, it was. You know, sometimes I remember things better than I do today. You know what I'm saying? And Eric Rogers with us as well. Eric, good to see you.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thanks.
And, of course, we've talked with Eric before. You've been in the music scene for a long time, but remember back to the SOS get-togethers that we fondly remember but want to forget at the same time because of what we were going through. But that was a very, very fun time to be a part of.
It was definitely interesting, that's for sure. We had to find something to keep us busy.
Yeah. So you did a great job with that. But let's find out a little bit. Let's start with Gary. Gary, give us a little background. Native of this area or?
Yeah, I did. I grew up in Westmoreland County. Actually, a house over from Eric here.
Okay.
We used to throw random things at each other for years and years. And then, you know, I just moved back to the Pittsburgh region about 2 years ago. I was living in L.A. for 13 years, playing in bands out there, and came back and, you know, found these guys and decided, let's make some sort of ruckus and see what happens.
Cool. Have you been involved in music even when you were here in Pittsburgh?
I played in bands, I don't know if you remember, like Science Fiction, Idols.
Yeah.
A band that was an offshoot of that called Cosmosonics, which was like 3/4 of that band after it imploded. And I had some bands earlier than that too, back in like my late teens, stuff like that. So I've been doing it forever.
Yeah, that's cool. Eric, I got to get that Eric out of my head now. Tom, Eric's here, but I'm talking to Tom Hahn. Tom, a little bit of your music background, if you will.
Oh, extensive. A lot of different genres. The most prominent one is the Cynics.
Oh, yeah.
Of which I did a lot of touring and got to go to Europe a few times, and Canada and Mexico and the States, of course. So that was a good time. Yeah. We're looking to do some of the same here soon, get overseas.
That's nice. And Eric Roger, still part of Royal Honey nowadays?
Yep, doing double duty. Royal Honey's, you know, mostly Pittsburgh local, so this band wants to get out of town, and so they, you know, they complement each other pretty well.
Yeah. It sounds like you guys have had some success right out of the gate. How long has this entity been together? When did you start to pull this all together?
According to Tom or Eric's notes here,
the other Eric.
Right. Our first jam was in January, actually late December of 24. It's all a blur at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been doing it since early last year. Started playing out around May, I believe.
Okay.
So we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary of playing gigs, which we started in Millville and then immediately went on the road. Like, we went up to New York and Boston and random places, Buffalo. Just do some out-of-town stuff, try to expand it, or like right from the gate, you know?
Yeah.
Just try to get that going.
Had you made contacts in the past that kind of aided that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a guy that books bands out of Boston that my L.A. band, The Claws, knew because he booked us up there. And so we just hit him up again, and he's been real helpful.
Cool. So when you put this all together, did you have an intent of what the music was going to be? Was it just a random thought that we're just going to jam and see how it comes about? Just the musical identity, if you will?
I mean, you never know how it's going to sound with three guys in a room. The chemistry changes no matter who's playing. But I already had some of the songs written. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the sound I've been doing for a few years now. But, you know, Tom's going to play it differently than I had mind. Eric's going to play it differently. And it's all going to be good, you know. As long as you got talented people around you, it's going to come out better than whatever you're hearing in your head. So but we're basically just throwing everything from the 50s to the 90s in the mix. And whatever we like in rock and roll, just put in a blender, see what happens.
That's cool. I love the blend, what you've done so far in the sample size, and I'm anxious to hear it live in the studio, too, to see how it plays out. I was very impressed with, as soon as Silver Bullet came across that, I don't even know how I found it. I don't know, maybe Eric posted something.
It was the video. We shot a video for it.
Yeah, you must have sampled something about it. I was like, whoa, what's this?
I think I just forwarded it to, you know, every contact that I had, and you guys were at the top of that list. So
yeah, it was fantastic. So let's give that a listen. Now we're going to play Silver Bullet, and then you guys are going to do a live cut, and we'll recap that. But was this kind of the first single, per se, with the video that you shot?
It was, yeah. First single. First video, song one, side one, that whole thing. Album title.
Yeah, everything around Silver Bullet.
Our marketing scheme is based around Silver Bullet, so.
Now you just need Coors to sponsor the tour.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Where did the song come from? Was it one of those ones that you've had kind of lying around?
I had the riff and just started writing a different melody to what I originally had in mind and just tried to simplify it. It's just a big riff kind of song. And, you know, hooky. Tried to keep it real hooky, real chorusy. And I don't know. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. Well, let's give it a listen. It's coming your way right now on the Grassroots Show. It is the Rattlebones and Silver Bullet on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
Yeah. calm. A fascination shattered to the bone. Unholy blues on the loveliest road back home. The bright lights of New York City have faded out and you're on your own. The angels singing somewhere in the dark. From every highway's desolate view to every downtown avenue. Two in time, 7 miles high. No disguise, no alibi. Just night music. You toss those dreams. Everyone is wicked as it seems. A storm is coming, I ain't got time to waste. Friends growing stranger by the hour. You never got to say goodbye. From every highway's desolate you to every downtown avenue. Two in time, 7 miles high. No disguise, no alibi. Just night music. Crossfire, don't get blown away. From every highway's desolate you to every downtown avenue. Two in time, 7 miles high. No disguise, no alibi. Just night music. Yeah, just night.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight. You're listening to here on The Rock Station, 97.7, local music for an hour or so. We're glad you've joined us, and we thank Bros the Superette, high on the hill and right on the price, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. Hey, it's April as of the next couple of days. Get your ham from Bros of Superette. They do them upright. They do some fantastic stuff up there. And they're right above my house. I encourage you to stop on by and then, hey, pop down to the house. I'll give you a beer. Or you can buy me one of the two. We just heard a cool song called Night Music. We actually have played the recorded version of that from the Rattlebones. We're with Gary, Eric, and Tom here. And Gary, give us a little background of Night Music, if you would.
Night Music is kind of inspired by... If you've ever found yourself just, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory in the title. That late night, all alone, trying to stay awake. Things seem a little trippy. But it's also about kind of like when change comes about in life, whether you want it or not, you better embrace it because there's no point in fighting it. So it's just about keeping your head up and being positive about it, you know. But it was definitely inspired by a trip back from, like, New York area through New Jersey and, you know, things you could just feel like the shifting of something in my life. So I just wrote sort of an abstract version of it.
Very cool. Very cool. And the harmonies you guys do, that really comes out here live in the studio. It was amazing. Was that something that just naturally, organically happened for you guys? I mean, obviously you've got experience in other bands like you do, but the blending, you just complement each other so well and based on your leads, Gary.
Yeah, I think we all try to find our spot. You know, every vocalist has his own capabilities, limitations, style, tone. You just find a little spot where it works. And we all love those bands that had those harmonies. You know, I'm a big Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers guy. Bands like Big Star and Badfinger had these amazing harmonies.
The Sweet.
Yeah.
The Sweet. We're not going quite as falsetto as those guys, but.
I can.
But please.
And for my parts, I usually go for something David Crosby might do, you know, like the.
Yeah.
The lower, below the melody
right,
bit.
Right, right. And I can hear, you know, the deeper voice.
We were trying to get him to do that Sha Na Na guy.
Yeah, Bowser.
Bowser, yeah. But maybe next year.
Yeah.
Baritone, but not bass. That's too low.
So where did you guys record the material for the forthcoming album?
So we recorded with our buddy Johnny Razor, who's in a band, The Cheats, which I think you guys are pretty familiar with. But he's got Razorblade recordings out of his studio, and I think it's in his basement. And you know, we had some success with previous bands, and have heard a lot of material coming out of Johnny's studio. So we figured we'd give that a try, and the results I think have been pretty remarkable.
Good stuff.
Well, Gary sent it out to his buddy in California to be mastered, and you know, we're absolutely impressed with the final product.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we just sampled a little bit of The Cheats a few weeks ago. Remember, we did our little covers show, local bands that covered national acts and the Cheap Trick.
Greatest rock and roll band.
I knew he was going to do that. some fun stuff. We're visiting with Gary Martin, Tom Hahn, and Eric Roger. They are the Rattlebones. So where did the name come from, Rattlebones?
Well, all the other names were taken, it seemed like. It's just a process, man. When you put a new thing together, you got to come up with something succinct but looks cool in print. And I thought Rattlebones had like an aura to it because it's kind of like a little voodoo-ish or something. You can see some sort of imagery. But it's also like when you go see like a loud rock show, rattles your bones. Like you go see Motorhead or something, you're going to feel what Rattlebones means.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of wanted it to be like a double meaning.
Okay.
And look good in print, and people can remember it.
Yeah, it's a catchy name. It's a definitely hooky.
Cool, thanks.
That's pretty cool. How long is the album? How many songs did you include on this?
10 songs.
Yeah.
We're stuck somewhere in the 70s and 80s. Everything has to be 9 to 10 songs, 38 to 40 minutes. That even seems excessive if you think about, like, Van Halen records and stuff. Yeah. Those guys were, like, 33 minutes
right.
and out.
They had to do another cover song to fill it up.
To fill it up, yeah.
or talk about ice cream, I guess, yeah. But that's cool because we're old school here, you know. We love the vinyl stuff and talk a lot about that here. So I've got respect for that. Well, you've got a big show, album release party coming up this Saturday night. You're going to do this down at Mr. Small's?
In the theater. Great place. We're friends with Liz and Mike, who own the Mr. Small's campus. It's becoming a campus down there, which is great. We rehearse in Millvale, so we're part of the town there kind of now, and we're just happy and proud to have been asked to do our release show at the theater at Mr. Small. So we're really looking forward to it. We got some great bands on it with us, and it's gonna be a fantastic night.
Yeah, that's this Saturday night. It's, April 5th.
Yeah.
And coming up, and we look forward for you to getting down there. Doors will open at 7, show at 8. So who are the bands you're gonna have on with you that night?
Well, a couple of them are foreign to us. We don't know. I've never heard other than listening to their clips online, Three Leagues to Rome. Sounds very good, though. Drown the Deep also. Very cool band. The Jaded Lips I have seen live. Dig them. Great band. So it's going to be solid throughout the night. Plus, it's all ages, so you can bring the kiddies and the whatever.
Yeah.
You
know. And fill the room. And
fill it up, yeah. Give them earplugs if you got it.
And you'll get to hear, what's your game plan for when you do the album release? Will you do the full album? Are you going to do some jamming? What's the night going to entail?
We're going to play most of the record, and that'll be the first time the physical version of it's available, so that's what the release is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
The game plan as far as releasing it, we're doing like a... We're dribbling the songs out every 3 weeks. So we're on our... We've released our third to all the streaming sites and all that fun stuff. Fourth one comes out in about 2 weeks, a tune called One Moment. And then we're just going to continue that process, and I think it'll take us into August. And then after that, we might have our next record at least prepared to start dribbling out those songs too.
Cool.
So don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I tend to ramble. But... yeah, that night we'll play most of the record.
Yeah.
We'll probably keep it on the rocking side. Like, I don't know if people want to hear the ballad live. Maybe, maybe not. But.
Are you releasing it on CD format then?
CD, yeah. Eventually vinyl too, but it just it's going to take a little bit for that because of costs. Exactly.
Sure, yep. Sure, yeah. Build the momentum, and you've already been touring out and about. Do you hope to expand that in your footprint outside of this area, obviously?
We do, yeah. We're going back up to New York in May, and we'll probably hit Boston and stuff soon enough. Going over to Ohio, probably have some West Coast stuff in like September, October. And our goal is to go over to the UK and Europe. And because there's a really good underground rock and roll scene, especially in places like Spain, mm-hmm. and we want to get over there. It's just going to take some building up before we can get there. So hopefully that's a next year thing.
That's cool. When you put the album together, was there a thought process to those songs and what you were using, or was it just the material that was ready to grab and you felt good because you had a finished product? How did the record itself come together between the three of you?
I would say those songs were... We recorded the first four in a group, and then we recorded the next four in a group. It so happened they made sense with each other. You kind of want to show off different aspects of the songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they worked really well. We did have other songs we could have included on this record in spite of stuff that made it, but there's a very good sequence to it, you know, a rocker, a ballad, a moody one, a mid-tempo thing, a poppy one. So that was kind of the goal, just show off as many sides of the band as you can. Don't have everything in the same key, you know, E major can only be used so often, you know, I love it. So that was kind of the plan, just keep it as, I mean, we're not Queen, we're not going all over the map, but...
Mm.
Do our best with it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and should also be noted that we've got half the next album already in the bag. It's already recorded and mixed, and we've got at least enough material to round out that second album. So, I fully anticipate that we'll probably have the second album out before 2025 is even over.
Wow.
Yeah. He's got a lot of material in the backlog, and we're playing some of it, but you can only, you know, got to space it out, you know, the releases.
Sure, yeah, and keep people engaged. I mean, that's what it's all about today.
I know, right?
In this social world that we are. Speaking of that, where can we find you? Where can people right now jump out and find the Rattle Bones ahead of the big show this week?
Well, primarily, I would say go to rattlebonespgh.com.
RattleBonesPGH.
Yeah, and from there, you can find links to our socials, which include Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, big on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main ones.
Okay. I think that's one of the first places I dug in and did some searching around was on YouTube. So you guys were very there, and I was very impressed. I tell you what, and to hear you guys live in the studio, it is even better. So encourage people to get down to the show next Saturday night at Mr. Small's Theater. Be a great night to catch the Rattlebones and hear their debut album and the material. And we've got a couple songs yet to go here. Let's talk a bit about Forever that you're going to do next.
Forevermore? That's a tune. What would I say about Forevermore? This is it's kind of a, no matter what's going on, you ultimately have yourself, if that makes any sense. Like, no matter who disappoints or surprises you, you always got yourself. Better deal with it, accept it, and love it. So cool. It's basically, you know, if everything else fails, still got me. So
yeah, yeah.
That's kind of the underlying message that gets obscured by a bunch of loud guitars and cymbal crashes.
And then we'll follow that up with Sleepwalking?
Right? Sleepwalking, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Sleepwalking's one of the newer songs we put together. After we all joined forces, that was one of the later era songs we put together. And it's just kind of like, there's a lot of weird stuff that went on in our country and stuff like that. And it's just like, lighten up, people. Let's just get on with it and get along. Like, this ain't that big of a deal kind of a song, you know?
Okay.
Just roll with it.
Let's listen to some music, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And turn it
let's
up.
Listen to some Rattlebones.
Rattlebones. That's right. Guys, it was great to meet you in person. Thanks for making the trek up here to visit with us. And wish you the best of luck. Have a killer show next week. And best of luck with branching out, and give us a call when you're over in Europe, all right?
All right. Thanks, Bob. Thanks
so much, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob
and
Utah.
It's been great.
Tom Hahn over here to my right, your left listening on the radio. Gary Martin in between, and Eric Roger. Good to see you again, Eric. Guys, keep it up. It's the Rattlebones, Forevermore, and Sleepwalking. Check them out, Mr. Small's Theater, the album release party next Saturday night. You're listening to The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
One, two, three.
Greetings from the heart of disillusion. We've got liquor, guilt, and blackened eyes. From the streets of broken dreams and exclusion. There's no goodbyes, that comes as no surprise. On my own, forevermore, shut the light, lock the door. Don't look back, don't turn around. Packing up the citadel, say your Lord not to know him well. When this old town swings you down, well, I won't be around. You got a smoking bullet right between your teeth. But scaring these has never been your thing. Got lost inside a pretty painted, jaded view. You had it all, but never really knew. On my own, forevermore. Shut the light, lock the door. Don't look back, don't turn around. There's defiance in my heart. Sacred lies torn apart. When this old town swings you down, well, I won't be around. Well, on my own, forevermore. Shut the light, lock the door. Don't look back, don't turn around. I love into the sunset whilst I can. The wound of chaos always understands. Soul tattooed, man, I've got the scars.
so, so hard. Leaving here is so, so hard.
Brose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Brose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Don't forget the birthday bash celebrating the Needs Hotel band members John Vento, Fred DeLue,
and Jimmy Mack at Moondog, Saturday, April 5th. Doors open at 6:30, showtime at 7:30. $10 cash at the door. Special opening act, Jimmy Mack and The Attack. Don't forget the big shows next Saturday as well with our guests tonight. Barnacle Feet, happening down at 565 Live, and at Mr. Small's Theater with the Rattlebones. And don't miss 2B's Acoustic Friday, April 4th at Harkins Mill Wines, Merchant Street in Ambridge. They'll be there from 6:30 to 9:30. And Margarita King Mexican Grill, Perry Highway in the Grove City area, from 7 to 10 on Saturday, April 5th. The Rock Down Right Tour gears up in August for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Tickets on sale now at thebandjam.com. August 21st through the 23rd. Be there. And if you'd like to camp, we've got the link available at thebandjam.com for you to get in touch with Cooper's Lake. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Thursday, April 3rd, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport featuring Craig Veltri at 7:30. Friday, April 5th, a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest, also in Freeport, with the lovely Jennifer Lynn Baker from 6 to 9. And Saturday, April 5th, the 11th Frame local live music series, also part of the Rock Done Right Tour, continues. Wax on, wax off. It's an 80 night with Mr. Miyagi, no cover. 9 p.m. showtime and Miller Lite specials. Get out and support local music and crack one on the Grassroots Show.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com, created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
This is Julie from Mary's Danish. You're listening to Bob in Utah on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM, WLER, Butler.
We appreciate you tuning in to local music. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And big thank you to the Rattlebones and Barnacle Feet, Kevin Ward. And a big thank you as well to Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, Build the Scene, Mr. Bill Damiano, and Chad Geibel, the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler. Generations of service to the community, and all of those folks service to the community in different fashions, whether it's your tire and auto, whether it's a little bit of music and exposure, and of course the Geibel Funeral Home and Institution in the Butler area, very well-known name, but part of our grassroots sponsorships.
Yeah, you know, I was out Boyer's Way, and then out towards Franklin here. I went and seen Juvenile Characteristics here a couple weekends ago, and I was surprised how far the Rock Station reaches out there. In fact, it goes all the way to Franklin until you drop down into the hill there.
So down over the hill off Route 8. Yeah. Well, it's better than getting to Freeport and dropping down over the hill.
Well, that's right down the road. I know. Oh, that's I showed you the video the one time. I can lift the hood on my car and get a completely different station in my driveway. It's hilarious.
Well, we can blame the Ice Age on that. So,
there you go.
But cool stuff tonight, hey. And we're getting geared up for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee presenting our Friday spotlights every morning. We've already told you that Soul Addiction will be there.
Coming down from the north.
That's right. And Faded Color from the area. Those were the first two acts to be introduced. And every Friday you can listen in again, 7:45 in the morning, and get in on it. But you can get your tickets, and camping is now available.
Yes, and we're not keeping the lineup a secret. We're filling that out right now, but it's just a chance to, you know, hear Bob talk about the band a little bit and who they are and what they're doing, and play some music. So listen to sports, and then get your Band Jam Center Spotlight from Cummings right there on Friday mornings.
Yeah, if you look at thebandjam.com, you'll see everything you need. You can get your tickets there. You can get a link over to Cooper's Lake if you would like to camp for the weekend. That you have to book that through them. But in order to get on the ground, you have to get a ticket, so you might as well get it now. Make plans. 17 and under get in free anyway. And there's some hints of some of the acts that will be there at the Band Jam August 21st through the 23rd. It kicks off with the singer-songwriter in the round, brought to you by Ram Automotive on that Thursday night.
That means if you're a family of five, you're only paying for two tickets to come to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. That? And this is a family-friendly event. We can't stress that enough. The kids always have a blast. You bring the kids out, they're going to have a good time, trust me.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to kick back and enjoy yourself. So it's a it's a great environment, safe environment. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, they've got the Great Lake out there. You can just wander around, hike, bike. Chill, whatever you want to do. It's your weekend to have. We know, you know, we've got some mainstays out there that love to roast a pig during the weekend. You know, there's just a lot of different fun for anybody. And of course, you can come out, and they've got a camp store there, and there's going to be some vendors. And if you're a vendor out there and you'd like to show your wares or whatever you have, reach out to Shady Lady Productions or here at the radio station and find out more. We are welcoming vendors to get signed up now, because here we are, flipping the calendar to April already this coming week. It'll be August before you know it.
Yes, it will. And, yeah, just stay tuned. Like you said, follow along at thebandjam.com and tune in. Actually, every day you're going to hear something about the Band Jam, but Friday mornings is a good time to tune in.
Thebandjam.com. So, again, we appreciate you tuning in. We're here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Why don't we wrap up the show with one of the bands we just previewed for Band Jam this year, huh?
Heck yeah, man. When I was tuned in, and I'm like, who's he going to feature? Who's he going to? Because you don't tell me who you're going to feature usually. And I was Faded Color, and you're the one that introduced me to this band. And we had him in the studio. You'd caught him at the Penn Theater and had him in the studio. Cool bunch of guys. I got their music and listened to that. And I remember texting you probably an hour later going, wow, man, this is a great album.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, I was introduced by one of my son's friends. He's a local accountant, Ed Bonus, and he said, hey, you need to come see this band. They're coming at the Penn Theater. It's like, okay, I'll be down. Oh, glad I did, and glad we have him at the Band Jam, so thank you, Utah. Faded Color, and their cool song called And I Feel. They have such a wide range and scope of sound. You're going to hear a little bit of everything, but they are some very talented musicians. And that's why they're on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We'll do it again next Sunday night at 7.
I'll tell you, tell you something that's on. I'll scream, I'll scream until loving you.
Real musicians.
Isn't the right thing to do.
Playing real music. Real classic rock.
The Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah.
Tired of trying to find good rock on the radio?
No, no. Oh, God, no. Oh, wait a minute. Wow. Yes.
Your rock station, 97.7. Station 97.7.
More rock next.
Listen live to your rock station.
I got the app.
I got the app.
And download the app for iOS and Android.
I just press play and it rocks.
From our website, 977rocks.com.
No need to chase a leprechaun to prepare you for St. Paddy's Day. Just head to Bros's Superette. Bros's Superette, they'll be featuring Bubbles and Squeak, an old Irish favorite. Or you can grab some chipped corned beef and Swiss cheese for that Reuben if you prefer. But that's just the start at Bros's Superette, where they've got amazing homemade sides and plenty of food options like their kielbasa. Bros's Superette, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler, setting you up for your St. Patrick's Day.
In mom music.